job. Your winner today for Song of the Day here on Joe and Mackenzie. Hey, tomorrow, if you want to, like, maybe send suggestions, because I need to get a win desperately. Our category is going to be best song that you don't know about. Like, it's a great song. Like, a lot of people may not have heard it before. Maybe it's a little eclectic.
Yeah, that happens to me, like, on my Instagram, because I'll do Instagram stories all the time when I put great music, and people are like, what is that song? I'm literally, like, 10 a day, so hopefully I can help people, even though I never win Song of the Day, but
you're like, it's Prince Purple Rain, you dummy!
does anyone know
music?
Duncan Sheik, Barely Breathing?
Yes!
Oh, darn it.
Wait,
that's what I wanted.
Barely Breathing. I love that song.
I don't think I know that one.
Of course you don't. Live.
I don't know that. It's like 1992 or something like that.
I thought it was like the constipation, no breathing.
It's not constipation. Did you just do Last Resort and say constipation,
what
no
is
breathing?
It?
Suffocation.
Suffocation. Yeah, oh, I think that was
that is
good
just Last Resort. It's like, backed up, need to go now.
Ready. Constipation, no breathing, this is my last resort. And then they hold up a Pepto-Bismol bottle.
Yeah.
It's a great commercial.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we'll have a bunch of gems like that. We'll
yeah.
see who wins.
Who would not want to tune back in at this time tomorrow for that? Okay. This past weekend might have been one of the funnest weddings I've ever got to go to. I went to our listeners for Joe and Mackenzie. I went to Katie and Devin's wedding. If you remember, they called back into the show like 3 weeks ago or something like that. And they said, hey, we're getting married. We're big fans of the show. We'd love to have you come out. And I was like, all right, you know what? Let's do this. And we did. My wife and I, Lindsay, went out there. It was like a 4:30 wedding. And let me tell you this. Something happened at the very beginning of the ceremony that I'm like, oh, no, this could have ruined the whole night because something went wrong. As the father was giving the bride, like presenting her or whatever, you know, old school,
yeah.
doing that. And he's like about to kiss her goodbye. She's going to kind of turn to the right and walk, and he's going to go to the left. So they're kind of crossing paths. The father of the bride stepped on her, was it the trail?
Oh, no,
of the
gown? Train.
The train. He stepped on it. She walks, and it's like out of a movie. I thought either her dress was going to fall off or it was going to tear because it was like stretching.
Oh,
like,
no.
Well, though, the dress is fine, but the dad trips and falls
oh.
forward. But he caught himself before he landed on his face. So it's like, ooh. But I'm like, why am I not recording this? I would have been like, what star?
Oh, man.
But you know what? I think it kind of went on to show how fun the night would be because it kind of looked like he was doing a dance move. They got married. It was beautiful. Weather was perfect. We went inside. They had like, it was in this old barn. The food was good. They had like barbecue. Oh, pulled pork. It was so tasty. But the biggest thing is I think I was one of like two straight people there, which is totally cool.
You have a lot of new friends that you're so psyched about.
I have 8 new lesbian friends.
Amazing.
I now am a lesbian, and I am proud of it.
Yes.
I am not to my wife yet.
I know you had a new glow about you this morning.
Did
this
I?
This explains
did,
it.
Did you guys watch, and be honest, did you watch the Instagram story? I have 2 reasons why I asked. Did you watch, because I posted like 15 videos.
You kind of went a little overboard. I was on board for like the first 5, and then it was overkill.
But did you watch all of them? I'm not, that's one question. Okay.
No, because it was too
many.
I'm
going to honestly say no.
I've
just been busy.
But I did watch. I would watch like the first little. I watched the first few.
I did. The toilet this morning, but.
You watched all 15?
Very briefly, yeah.
You're not going to hurt my feelings if you didn't. I honestly.
No, I did not.
I honestly hope nobody did.
You were wearing a red tie. Lindsay was wearing red. You were wearing
a
white
shirt. Yeah,
you
guys looked
so
great.
I saw the barn. I saw the tractors.
Yeah, so I watched some of them just without noise.
I saw you on the dance floor.
Yeah, we saw you guys getting down.
I got so drunk at this wedding that I'm not a dancer. If you've ever seen me, I'm not the dancing type. I really have to be. And I was telling people, like, yeah, they're like, come on, Joe, dance. I'm like, nah, I got to be kind of buzzed to dance to get the courage.
Huh.
I was bumping and grinding. I think I got somebody pregnant. I don't know.
Besides Lindsay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lindsay was in the background. But no, but they embraced her, too.
How many lesbians did you get pregnant?
2? Maybe 3? It was some of my finer work. But
what were you drinking? Because it does take a lot to get you drunk.
It does. Even though I'm a big guy, I'm kind of a lightweight, though, because I'm, I don't know. When I drink like crazy, but I could go 6 months without drinking. I need to work on that. That's not healthy.
So then maybe it doesn't take a lot, then, if you don't drink a lot.
No, but I had like, whatever they had was there. Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light. No, it was.
You're like,
it was
whatever.
Just, it was. Well, it was an open bar, and it's like you kind of served yourself.
Yes, that's the great part about an open bar.
I had some wine. I think I tried... Oh, this is embarrassing. I think I had Hennessy for the first time.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was interesting. It was, I chugged it, so I don't remember much of it.
Any shots in the mix? Because that's what does you dirty.
Penny was at the open bar?
Well, they had a bottle they passed around.
Okay.
And I'm a germaphobe, so I had to like, kind of like, you know, like that let my lip touch it, but even though they probably backwash into it. But I just, I'll tell you what, like, the, you know I'm having a good time if you see me dancing. And that's what I was asking. I was wondering if you guys saw the video of me dancing, because there's some really, one of the girls like bet me over. Kind of like a reverse of what a guy would normally do for a girl. And I was like, please don't let this get on the internet. Please don't let this get on the internet.
Oh, I'm going to go watch internet. Now.
It's, what?
Did it get on the internet?
Archived.
It was, okay. But you obviously didn't see it.
No, it's archived, so I can repost it to our story right this second,
yeah. It's archived in yours, so we can still see it, Joe.
Oh, crap.
You just outed yourself.
No, but it was so fun. And then, like, the mother, one of the brides came over, and she's like, thank you guys so much. Because everybody was just such big fans of you guys and the show, and it was one of the funnest things I got to do in a long time.
So cool. They seemed like the sweetest couple and so happy on their big day. I loved it.
They are. So
I've never been to a gay wedding.
Let me tell you, I've been to two of them. Straight people, step your game up. And it's not about expenses. Because I went to a really expensive gay wedding, Brian and Peter's big gay wedding. I went that in Washington, D.C., and that thing was crazy. But this was legit too.
Aw, what I've always said to have a successful wedding, the two things you need, an open bar and a huge dance floor. Don't worry about the rest. That's all you need for people to have a great time.
I thought you were going to say two lesbians. I'm like, yes, they were there. They were present. So it was an awesome time. And they were laughing too when we talked to them on the air. And like I said, like, are you gay? And like you guys were like, gasping. It's like they thought that was so funny. So shout out to all of them listening this morning. We appreciate you. And congratulations going out again. If you want to see photos of Katie and Devin and the whole thing, I got some up on our Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie.
Yes. And speaking of our amazing listeners, thank you to our Garland for my beautiful flowers. That was such a sweet surprise. Someone sent me flowers, mystery person, to the studio, and seriously, that made my whole day. It was great.
We got all kinds of stuff going on.
I know.
If Mr. Garland wants to send some bangs for the show,
that was so sweet.
He can make everybody's day. All right. Coming up after Lizzo, we're going to find out what's happening with the tea with Mackenzie.